It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Joining us on the phone this morning is Megan Van Lowe. She's the Senior Education Coordinator for Climate Generation. Hey, Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
You are working on building climate and energy literacy in young people across Minnesota. Our guest yesterday morning here on the Simple Plate on KUMD is passionately concerned about climate change and was really encouraging people not obviously to ignore the COVID-19 pandemic, but to remind people that that is not going away. We heard this morning on Earthwise a little bit more about emissions and how the shutdown has affected emissions. And I keep hoping that people are going to be so encouraged by a beautiful city where they can breathe deeply that they are also going to be inspired to work for climate change. Talk about the climate change education program at Climate Generation, Megan, and are you hoping at all that you're going to be able to capitalize on some of the progress that we've accidentally made when it comes to emissions?
Sure. Yeah, well, our climate change education program at Climate Generation, we have been supporting educators for over 15 years. So our program is unique in that we engage teachers to then go and teach climate change to their students. We really see teachers as critical and trusted messengers of climate change and climate change education, and really want to give them the tools and the content and resources to help them build a safe space in any subject area, any learning environment, where we can do just that. We can empower students and our communities to really feel empowered to make change. And I think that we can think about, like you said, the pandemic that we're currently in and how there are many parallels between individual action that happens to make great collective action for change, and really seeing that what we can do when we come together as a world to actually make quite quick change for the good.
That was one of the things that actually it was one of the guests here on Green Visions pointed out, and I had not thought about it before. She said, we are capable of making almost instantaneous change. Mm-hmm. And the idea that, oh, these things take time and blah, blah, not always. They don't have to. And right. I thought that was really interesting. And it will be interesting to see if we're able to mobilize some of the same concerns and the same urgency for some of these things. Now that we've kind of proven to ourselves maybe that we know how to do it, that it can be done. Talk about some of the tools that you provide educators. Talk a little bit about how the process works.
Sure. So we provide vetted, relevant, and age-appropriate curricula and resources for teachers. We provide that for free that they can access at any point, but also we provide professional development trainings for teachers. So they can come to one of our trainings, if it's virtual or in person, and really take a deep dive into the resources and toolkits that help them then teach climate change back in their educational setting. These can differ from one activity that's very hands-on to more of a full lesson to something that's more a unit that they're going to fully integrate into what they're already teaching. And we know that good climate change education really involves a holistic approach and really getting students to connect with the issue, get outside, bring attention to issues of equity, and really focus on solutions.
There's been conversation, of course, for decades about all of the, air quotes, additional things that teachers are being asked to do. Do you ever find that it's challenging to engage teachers with, again, something that's a little bit, in a sense, it's more niche, but in a sense, it's not at all. Is it ever difficult for you to engage teachers or to get them to buy into this idea? Because it, again, it's teachers are being asked to do so much, quote unquote, extra, and in many instances, they're not even being reimbursed for it.
Sure. So the good thing about climate change education is that it actually fits into any subject area because it really impacts every aspect of our lives. So when teachers come to us, they're hungry for new ways to maybe teach the subject of math or teach biology or teach geography because they want to find something that their students can connect with. And we find that climate change really is a way that we can get students fired up. We can have them really make it relevant to their lives. So what they're actually learning in the classroom ends up being, you know, what's happening in the real world. And so it's not really an addition per se. It's really what needs to be infused in the way that we are already teaching.
I see. That's fascinating. And so you're giving them, not necessarily asking them to teach new material, but it sounds like you're showing them ways that this information is relevant to what they're already teaching.
Exactly. Yes. Yep.
What a fascinating idea. How can teachers get involved in this, or how can they access this information or get in touch with you if they also, of course, teachers right now are trying to figure out how am I going to be teaching next year? I have no idea. But maybe now is a good time for them to be, making some different kinds of plans. How do they get in touch with you? We'll also get some information on our website so it'll be easy for folks to find.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we actually have a 3-day virtual conference coming up at the end of July, July 22nd through 24th. Teachers are invited to attend. You can check out our website at climategen.org/education. There you can check out the conference as well as find all of our resources and curricula and toolkits, and check out more of our work at Climate Generation.
Megan, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. This sounds fascinating. And as I mentioned, we'll get the website, the information up, so it'll be easy for folks to find if they want to check that out. And if parents suddenly realize that they are also going to be doing a little bit of teaching, they might want to check that website out too. So we'll make sure the information is there for folks. Thanks again, Megan.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.